If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL,
Washington.
A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Police in Portland, Oregon are detaining several people after an anti-Trump protest last night turned into a riot. Police Sergeant Pete Simpson says the demonstration actually started peacefully.
We spoke with and saw some of our folks that we've built relationships with Black Lives Matter. That was one of many groups in this event, and they made it very clear that they were not part of that, and they were actually trying to get these anarchist groups to stop.
Now, for a second night, about 200 anti-Trump protesters gathered outside the Trump International Hotel here in Washington and at the White House. But unlike demonstrations elsewhere, the D.C. protest remained peaceful. There are also some Trump supporters who turned out last night. Voter turnout in Maryland this year was not exactly what officials had expected.
Despite long lines at some polling places, Maryland state officials say turnout for this year's election was the lowest for a presidential election in 24 years. Roughly 66% of registered voters in the state took part in early voting or cast their ballot on Election Day. Since 1992, the average was at least 70%. This year, it was believed numbers could have gone as high as 80%, but in the end, only 2.5 of the roughly 4 million registered voters in the state actually took part. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council president says council members really were not surprised that the term limits ballot question passed on Tuesday. Nancy Florine told MyMC Media that it was pretty much expected that the question would win voter approval this year.
Clearly, given the tone of the electorate nationally, I think there's a certain amount of trickle-down desire to have new faces in office. I think that's all it means, and that's what they'll get.
The measure will limit Montgomery County Council members and the county executive to 3 consecutive terms. A longtime tradition continues later this morning at Arlington National Cemetery. Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Morgan.
The President of the United States traditionally lays a wreath at 11 o'clock to commemorate Veterans Day at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And that is followed by an observance program where both he and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs give an address.
The public is welcome to this morning's ceremony, he says, and no ticket is needed. Officials say if you're going, they'll plan to get there by around 9:30. The former police chief of Howard County is now the county's new sheriff. Governor Larry Hogan has appointed Bill McMahon to fill the vacancy left by the recent resignation of embattled Sheriff James Fitzgerald. He stepped aside after allegations that he made racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic remarks on the job. Need a hotel room for the inauguration? Apparently, there are still plenty of them to be had around town. The Washington Post reports that major hotels have lots of vacancies for the inauguration. The Fairmont Hotel in Georgetown is said to be only half booked. A spokesman at the St. Regis Hotel says they've gotten no requests for reservations since Tuesday, although they did get 2 calls from Democrats wanting to cancel theirs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,808, the NASDAQ at 5209. Sports, the Ravens beat Cleveland. Redskins wide receiver DeSean Jackson's status for Sunday's game still uncertain after missing a second day of practice with a shoulder injury. The Wizards host the Cavaliers tonight. The Caps are in Chicago. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether you're your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
This holiday season, Joe Hadid and the Child Help Organization are sponsoring the Child Help Toy Drive. Donate a gift to a needy child and get a generous discount on your next rug cleaning. It all happens November 12th at our Springfield location. For details, go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a fantastic trip around the region this morning. Beltway's essentially running without any delay. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia, southbound Interstate 95. As you leave the Beltway, just heads up a little bit of volume past Backlick Road from the overnight crash that was on the shoulder. Still a bit of a distraction. Northbound, you're fine. Coming out of Dale City, wide open to the 14th Street Bridge. Let's get you into Northeast D.C., where police investigation closes a stretch of G Street between 7th and 8th, and on that stretch of 8th Street, you'll find some closures as well. Watch for police there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of a breeze this morning. High pressure remains dominant. Cold front on the march, though cooler by tomorrow. 63 this afternoon as the winds diminish with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Nice Friday night out, clear but chilly late. 38 degrees outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow and chilly, 53. On Sunday, mostly sunny. It'll wake up frosty, and we'll get in the low 60s in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Manassas, 34 in Bowie, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Defeated Democrats work to put the pieces back together. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, listen, special programming or whatever you're doing, you got to stop because the great one, Mark Levin, will join us. And then at 8:35, we'll wrap up what has been an historic week with Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Brian, one of the conversations we've been having here on WMAL since election night has been about the media and about polls and how the polls factor into how the media does their job covering an election, and whether the media should now rethink the way they do election coverage and campaign coverage going forward. Yesterday, if you missed it, we brought this up with Jake Tapper from CNN. Take a listen to this real fast.
I have to tell you, a couple weeks ago, I've been wondering about polls this whole season just because, but I've been wondering about them because at a certain point, when you look at a Donald Trump's crowds, tens of thousands of people consistently, not just like a one or two at the end of a campaign, but consistently for months, and then you look at Hillary Clinton's crowds, you do have to wonder if that is really symbolic of something important, not so much overall support, but enthusiasm. Who's going to turn out to vote?
In other words, the story was sitting right there in front of the media's eyes, in front of political scientists' eyes, in front of pollsters' eyes, and they ignored it. For one reason or another, they ignored it. They did not do their job. Well, what's next for the media? We're bringing in Joe Concha now. He is the media reporter over there at The Hill and was a frequent guest of ours all through the campaign. And here we are, Joe. What do you think? Will the media start rethinking the way they do political coverage from this point forward?
I think the way you characterized it was that the media ignored it. I don't think they ignored it. I think they were lazy. And why were they lazy? They stayed within the New York-Washington corridor bubble and reported from afar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one guy who was out there, there were several, don't get me wrong, a lot of local reporters certainly, and I can't name everybody, but Mark Halperin, who is with Bloomberg, does MSNBC's Morning Joe often, he was doing a documentary called The Circus for Showtime, and he was on the ground. And his optimism around Trump winning was called out several times by others in the media saying that he's a Trump sycophant, and he's just saying that because he's a cheerleader for Trump. Well, it turns out Halpern got it right. And Halpern got it right not because he's any kind of cheerleader for Trump. He's a wonk. He's a guy who loves politics. And he knew by talking to Trump supporters and by seeing the rallies and seeing the energy and the enthusiasm around his candidacy compared to Hillary Clinton's, that there was a good chance he was going to win that very few people were giving him. So if the media does its job and actually goes into red states, goes into places like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and not Philadelphia, they would have seen the story that everybody else missed.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. And I actually heard, of all people, Meghan McCain make a very good point the other day. Okay. I know, it happens occasionally. You know, it's what they say. For a broken clock is right twice a day. But she made this point. She said, look, I think a lot of these people who were writing these stories and driving the media narrative don't actually even know one human being who would support Donald Trump. They don't have any frame of reference about how they think, what those people, what their concerns were. They just didn't have any frame of reference, and therefore it didn't make any sense to them.
No, he had a frame of reference, and it came from a very prominent person named Hillary Clinton, who called 30 million voters a basket of deplorables, irredeemable. Yeah. And they took that as the blanket narrative. Yeah. And it's funny to watch these protests now, guys, and I don't mean funny because some of them are getting violent. There are fires being set. There's property being destroyed. Somebody's going to get hurt, I would think, eventually. But here's the thing. All right. I remember the narrative completely being before this election, when everybody thought Trump was going to lose, that Trump supporters would be taking the streets en masse.
Right.
And they would be the violent ones. And what are we going to do to contain these horrible people?
Yeah.
And now we see the interviews, particularly on CNN, where protesters are actually getting audiences of millions of people to explain why they're so hurt and when what their feelings are.
Right. We have to understand.
Trump supporters would never be even afforded the opportunity to explain themselves, they would just be condemned.
That's a great point, Joe Concha. You know, and you just said something a little earlier about the media being lazy. And I want to go back for a minute, because we're talking about the last couple of months when it was just Trump versus Hillary. Let's go back to springtime 2015, when, believe it or not, the media was covering the Republican nomination process then, you know, 10 months before the Iowa caucuses. And what were the stories? The stories, well, here's what the polls say. Jeb Bush is going to win the nomination. And most of the stories all had to do with the polls. Of course, a poll about who will be the Republican nominee in April of 2015, we know now, is meaningless. It really isn't news, especially when you take into account the fact that the polls are wrong. But that's easy to talk about. You know what's hard to talk about, Joe Concha? What's hard to talk about is what issues matter to the voters. What's hard to talk about is who these candidates are. That actually is news. Will they start thinking that way? Will they start saying, you know what, a poll is not actually news. Let's just set them aside for a while.
You know how to read a balance sheet, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Is there really big money in that? Is that and it costs too much money to do the other?
I don't mean that way.
All right.
I mean, you look at the profits that all these cable news networks are pulling in for this year, adding billions to their coffers. So I kept talking about, why isn't there any accountability for all this media malfeasance that we're seeing? All, you know, the sharing of stories in advance, quote approval, sharing debate questions in advance, talking to campaigns, asking what questions should we ask the other side. And no one ever got reprimanded, and I couldn't understand why. And then I finally had the epiphany. The light bulb went off. And that is that profits are so good that no one's going to get reprimanded, because if it ain't broke to them, don't fix it. Even though it is broke from an integrity perspective, the money keeps rolling in. So will the media learn? No, because as long as they're making money off of whatever they're doing, that's the lesson that, oh, you know what? That's the way to do this. And by the way, issues, why don't you ask a Hillary Clinton supporter, all right, anybody, what her platform was, three things that she was going to change in Washington, and I'll bet you they can't name two. You know why? Because every time Hillary Clinton opened her mouth on the campaign trail, it was about how horrible Donald Trump was. And every interview she did, it was about how horrible Donald Trump was. But we never heard her message. And when you run strictly in opposition to somebody without a message of your own of what you're going to do to change things, that's how you lose an election.
I want to talk about the exit polling, because it seems like for the last few cycles, the exit polling has been absolutely worthless. And yet, they continue to do it. And then what happens is they get sort of a read of what the exit poll old show, you know, in the afternoon before they begin their primetime coverage, and they start to direct their coverage, even though they don't give you the details of all of what they know, they start to direct their coverage based on what they have learned from the exit polls. And as we turn out, and even Jake Tapper said, yeah, we were having discussions based on what we learned, and what we were learned from the exit polls was completely wrong.
Yeah, and if I ever criticize the CNN, I don't include Tapper in that conversation.
No.
I think he's the exception. He's a fine journalist, and I think he does an excellent job in challenging both sides.
He's thoughtful.
Absolutely, because he cares. He cares about his integrity. Now, all that said, yeah, the exit polls, boy. By 5 o'clock that afternoon on Tuesday, you find me one person, even in the Trump camp, who thought they were going to win, because all you heard about was, well, Hispanics are coming out en masse in Florida, and it's higher than we thought. And if he doesn't win Florida, then the election's over. So if you sat down that night, you figured by 11 o'clock, Hillary Clinton's your next president. Yeah, that needs to stop. And as you said, we can't disguise polls as breaking news. Right,
yeah.
Like, oh, look, Donald Trump has surged into the lead in the L.A. Times poll, which actually L.A. Times looks pretty good today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
and then Huffington Post gave Hillary Clinton a 98% chance of winning on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Now, you're not telling me that wasn't manipulated in any way? Because even the most generous polls toward Clinton, maybe 70% chance, New York Times or Nate Silver. So, yeah, I'd love to say that we're going to stop using polls and news coverage 15 months out from an election, but muscle memory will go right back to it in 2018. Play back this tape. I can guarantee you that that's what happened, because, again, it's not because the media is dumb. It's because they're lazy, and polls are easy to put together if you're putting together a segment in news or putting together a newspaper column.
As usual, good stuff. Joe Concha, follow him on Twitter and check him out at The Hill. It's a great byline if you're interested in the media and politics. Thanks,
wow,
Joe.
Wow, the check cleared. Thanks, guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And if you're worried you're going to be running late, you're not going to hit too many backups this morning. It is fantastic around the region. Now, on the Maryland Beltway, we do have an incident. Should be to the shoulder now. But if you're coming around, say, from Old Georgetown Road or off of the 270 spur, a little bit of the stop and go. Again, with that crash, should be to the shoulder. So that's our brief bit of delay around the Beltway. Virginia Beltway, that's been nice and quiet. We'll head into town and we'll think about Canal Road, Rock Creek Parkway. These roads during rush hour are reversible roadways. Not today on this federal holiday. They will carry two-way traffic. So any roads you know of that sort, keep that in mind. And in Northeast D.C., police activity closes a stretch of G Street between 7th and 8th, and on 8th Street, it's closed at G. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is, partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of around 63 degrees. Those winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 38. Saturday looks nice. Tomorrow, 53 for a high, mostly sunny. And on Sunday, temperatures in the low 60s, again, mostly sunny. It is now 7:17 on WMAL.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
Relax, don't you ask when you want to go to rest. Relax.
You know, a lot of people, they like music because it gets them excited and up for like a workout. But there's the other side of music, Wiz, that, you know, when you really need to calm down and relax, sometimes putting on some mellow music is the right way to go. And people do relax and are relaxed by music. So scientists wanted to explore this. And what they found is that there are certain songs that truly do have sort of a real effect on people when it comes to calming them down, relaxing them. And they wanted to sort of work and find out what was the most relaxing song that you could possibly listen to. And they have identified a song. Of course, it's not on your top 10 pop charts, but nonetheless, it's a composition named Weightless, which was a collaboration between Marconi Union and sound therapists who worked together, and here it is.
Yeah. By all means, let's listen to the song that will put us to sleep.
I mean, really. It reminds me.
When does it start?
It's sort of drone-like. Yeah, it's droning.
Oh, I'd rather listen to like the recording of waves hitting the shore.
Yeah.
This is actually stressing me out.
Why?
Oh my God! Because it's not resolving to anything. Stop. Stop with this one note.
It's not very danceable, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, this kind of music apparently is, they say it is so relaxing, we're going to have to stop it because we may be causing traffic problems all across the greater metropolitan area. They say you shouldn't listen to this while you're driving. Because it'll put you to sleep.
Nah, I don't know about that. It's definitely annoying.
I'm just saying
that's
what,
a headache.
So they've actually identified the kinds of music, and I don't even know I can pronounce some of the stuff. A composition by Mozart. Do you want to try that one? I'm not going to try it. I can't pronounce it. But Adele's "Someone Like You" is in the list.
Okay.
Elektra by Airstream. Melomania.
We got that one. Here's Airstream. What is wrong with people that this puts them to sleep? You know when I really need to go to sleep? I put on some Dave Matthews Band. Is there anything more boring than Dave Matthews Band?
But you say you use music.
I actually do have a go-to. So every day, I take a nap. Mm-hmm. When I'm lucky. I shouldn't say every day. Like three times a week, I take a nap in the middle of the day. And, you know, you have to wind down from the show.
Right.
You have to wind down from all the work, all the meetings, all this stuff. And you go down, and the sun is out. And no matter how many curtains you get, you still get the sun coming in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And it's not normal to sleep in the middle of the day, right, even though you're tired. And I've done this for 2 years now.
Really?
I listen to the second side of Abbey Road. It starts with "Here Comes the Sun," and by the time I get to "You Never Give Me Your Money,"
you're just
exactly. I'm out. And on a plane, for some reason, I listen to the White Album.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Beck in the USSR. I start with "Dear Prudence," and again, by the time I get to "My Guitar Gently Weeps," I'm out.
Two things. Apparently, you know, I have a little place down in Florida that I go to occasionally.
You do?
Yeah, and "Dear Prudence" is a neighbor of mine.
Oh,
that's the person the song was written about.
Isn't that Mia Farrow's sister?
I don't know, but I know that
is Mia Farrow's.
Well, I mean, she apparently lives in my neighborhood down there.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting? The other thing
imagine having a song written about you by John Lennon, and it becomes just a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, Dear Prudence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Anyway, the other thing is that when my daughter was, when she first came in from China and we wanted to help her get used to sleeping, I put together a mixed CD of, you know, mellow songs. That you know, I liked and we're sort of, and it was increasingly relaxing.
That's
and
cool.
And we played it for her every night when she went to bed for a couple of years. And then the other day, I was in the car with her, and one of these songs that was on that CD just popped up on my iPod, and she started singing the words. And I started, "How do you know that song?" Had no idea. Had no idea how she knew the song.
Wow.
Isn't that fun?
That is very cool. Uh-oh. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, yeah. Now I'm getting into it. Oh, you know what? I got to go lay down.
Please, Larry's going to sleep. 7:21 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
So the election is behind us. So what's the next big deal coming up? And today is Veterans Day, of course, and God bless all of our veterans. But next is Thanksgiving. And if your home is like my home, the Thanksgiving countdown clock is going. In some homes, depending on how many you're coming over to the house, it's in panic mode already. There's a whole lot of plans and preparations going on. And boy, you've got some amazing people in your life, some amazing women in your life, probably, who are doing the lion's share of this planning right now. You want an idea here to put yourself in a really good place and to make them feel wonderful about all the work that they're doing out of love for you and your family, why don't you send them a bouquet of roses right now? In fact, specifically the Autumn Rose Bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. This is what I do for Meredith, and it really does. It makes her feel great, and trust me, it puts me in a good place with her, and there's nothing wrong with that. 1-800-Flowers, 36 stunning autumn roses, and right now, listen to this deal. You'll get them for only $36. The 1-800 Flowers flowers, 36 for 36 Thanksgiving deal. Every rose bouquet is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. If you or your loved one have any issues, 1-800-Flowers will make it right. You can trust them. This is why I do all of my shopping through 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 36 stunning autumn roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget, click on that radio icon. Enter Larry to get this deal. This offer ends today. Do it now.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And what a wonderful morning. If every rush hour could be like this, we'd be so happy. Or at least I would be. Around the Beltway we go with very little delay. We had a brief tap on the brakes on the outer loop, Maryland, as you approach River Road, but that's already dissipating quickly. The crash was on the shoulder. Now, on Connecticut Avenue, a little bit of volume just inside the Beltway, heading down toward East-West Highway. Nothing reported along the way, but a little bit sluggish there. On the inbound stretch of the Clara Barton Parkway, that's slow to get up to the light at Chain Bridge. Might be a little confusing for everyone. We do have two-way traffic this morning on Canal Road. So Clara Barton Parkway, you get hit with a little bit of that volume stop and go. On 66, lanes are open, wide open out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway and continuing to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and making the trip on 95 out of Stafford to the Beltway without delay. Update brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlets stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of a breeze out of the northwest. Gusty winds will diminish, though, through the morning into the afternoon. Clouds, sunshine, not too bad at 63, but staying dry through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees at 727. Are you ready for the supermoon? The supermoon is coming. There are going to be three. There have already been one supermoon.
Up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane.
No, it's a supermoon. This is the second of three we'll have. I guess we'll have another one next month. And this one is, by the way...
How super can it be if it happens all the time?
No, it doesn't happen all the time. This is actually... It actually has something to do with the orbit of the moon.
Okay.
Which occasionally comes very close to the Earth, or closer than it normally does. It will come within 223 miles.
That's actually pretty close.
That's pretty close.
And, I mean, in stellar talk.
That's,
yeah.
That's like, it's very close.
Right.
And apparently, it makes the moon look bigger and brighter. It can look as much as 14% bigger and 30% brighter.
Okay.
So it's a super moon. Now, the super moon hits, the official full moon starts at like 6:21 on Monday.
Okay.
But you can't see it really then. So most people are saying if you want to watch the supermoon in this area, Sunday night's probably your best.
And it's really big. And then is it also sort of like, does it have that color to it? Like that sort of like harvesty sort of?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know what they call it. By tradition, they call this the Beaver Supermoon.
Beaver.
Yeah, because this is when American settlers would set, this is the month that they would set their beaver traps under the full moon.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah. So let me just get this straight. Over the last 10 days now, we've got the Cubs winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Donald Trump winning the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look in the sky on Sunday, the moon is going to look giant in the sky.
Yes.
This was all written by the Apostle John in Revelation.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Maybe the Redskins will win the Super Bowl.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. Play up to $500 on us. Join Marquee Rewards with your email address and we'll reimburse up to $500 in free slot play guaranteed. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Coming up in just a moment, you don't want to go anywhere. The great one, Mark Levin. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. In several cities, more anti-Trump protests yesterday and again last night. And in Portland, Oregon, they turned violent. And they prompted reaction from the man they're aimed at.
President-elect Donald Trump calling protests against his victory unfair, tweeting overnight that they are professional protesters incited by the media. This as largely peaceful protesters across the country take to the streets for the second night in a row. The anger boiling over in Portland. Police classifying it as a riot. A stark contrast to the pageantry at the White House earlier in the day.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway has a message for those now demonstrating against the president-elect.
I would just commend the protesters to listen to Donald Trump from his victory night speech, where he said, "I will be the president of all Americans, including those who did not support me."
Voter turnout in Maryland ended up considerably lower than state elections officials had thought. They figured about 66%. Turnout hasn't been that low in Maryland in a presidential year in at least 24 years. The Secretary of State is now the highest-ranking U.S. official ever to visit Antarctica.
It's a two-day trip where Secretary of State John Kerry will hear from scientists about the impact of climate change on the frozen continent. Kerry, arriving from New Zealand after a five-hour flight aboard a military cargo plane, landing on the Pegasus Ice Runway, a strip of ice that serves McMurdo Station, the base, the hub for U.S. operations in Antarctica. He's also visiting a research station the government operates near the South Pole. The trip makes Kerry the first Secretary of State ever to visit all seven continents. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,808, the NASDAQ at 5209. Sports Thursday Night Football, the Ravens get the win over the hapless Browns. The Wizards host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. The Caps are in Chicago. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
If you get a message from the IRS, it probably says something like, pay up or we can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, and if we get really mad, we can put liens on your home and business. Have a nice day. No kidding. Alan Thicke reminding you that putting off your tax debt can put everything you have at risk. The IRS experts at Optima Tax Relief know the risks, the rules, the rights, your rights. They know all the tax deductions and settlement possibilities you're entitled to. Optima is A-rated. rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've solved IRS problems for thousands of people like you, saving them millions of dollars. Have a nice day indeed. If you owe back taxes, this is the most important call you'll make this year. End the risk.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs cleaned? I mean real, deep down, professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system that includes washing each and every rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, and the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe. Free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Give him a call at 703-241-1111. And starting on Saturday for this holiday season, Hadid is sponsoring a child help organization toy drive. Just drop off a gift to a needy child at their state-of-the-art facility in Springfield and get a generous discount on your rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111 to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And an easy commute for most. We do have an accident in the Landmark area, though, on Beauregard Street, just north of where Duke Street and Little River Turnpike intersect there. So do watch for police direction again. Beauregard Street in the Landmark area near Duke Street. On 395, though, boy, this is fantastic. From the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge with very little delay on this federal holiday. We do have problems on the Clara Barton Parkway. DDOT crews are checking the signal light timing when you come up to the light at the chain bridge. But Clara Barton Parkway, extremely slow. I would try to avoid that if you can bail out over to MacArthur Boulevard. That will definitely serve you much better, Clara Barton Parkway, to avoid. 270, no avoiding that. Between the Frederick and the Beltway, wide open, and the Beltway with very light volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of a breeze out of the northwest. Gusty winds will diminish, though, through the morning into the afternoon. Clouds, sunshine, not too bad at 63, but staying dry through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Herndon, 56 in Bethesda, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 1 hour, we'll be joined by Brett Baer. You know, it's been a big week. A lot of historic things have happened. We'll have Brett sum it all up for us at the end of our show. That's coming up in 1 hour. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You're simply the best.
Joining us now, the great one, Mark Levin, author of more books than we can even mention. But, you know, they're all great and deserve to be purchased. I'm still a friend of Emeritopia, I think. That's my favorite. So grab it and listen to him, of course, every night here, 6 to 9 on your favorite station, WMAL. Mark, so many people are saying, gosh, this is the second election now, presidential election in 16 years, where the popular vote has been thwarted by the Electoral College. It's time to do away with the Electoral College. Could you shed a little light as to why we have the Electoral College and why it was a brilliant stroke from our founders?
And it was. And I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to do this. To understand the Constitution, you need to understand the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration speaks of individual, unalienable rights. They're not subject to change by government. They're not granted by government. And by the way, they're not subject to or granted by popular vote. They're God-given, unalienable rights for life, liberty, happiness, and so forth. The Constitution is the governing manifestation of the Declaration. The object is not just to vote all the time. The object is republicanism, not democracy. We can't have people voting on our inalienable rights. We don't have them vote on the Bill of Rights, do we? They're not subject to popular will, but we want a government, the framers said, that at its core embraces the notion of the consent of the governed, and the Constitution balances these things. The Electoral College is a piece of this. It's a check on both factionalism and mobocracy. You have states in this country that have small populations, yet are the center of much of our commerce, agriculture, coal, steel. You have states that are crucially important, with people who provide us with all kinds of resources and so forth, but they're small in number. And this was the battle. How do we work this out? It wasn't about having the greatest centralized government on the face of the earth. It was about having a central government that would allow people to be free and states to operate. If we didn't have an Electoral College right now, there would never be campaigning in New Hampshire and in Nevada and North Dakota and Montana and Wyoming. All the campaigning, all of it, would be taking place on the East Coast, the West Coast, and some major urban areas like Chicago and Houston and so forth. So you can see how brilliant the framers were when it comes to our founding principles, which go back way back, even before Aristotle, and setting up a government that tries to involve all the people. Finally, they wanted the states to have a role. The Electoral College is about the states. People in the states vote, but the state legislatures decide pretty much how these Electoral College voters are going to be chosen. Again, the states are involved. There's a brake mechanism on it, so you don't have a runaway mobocracy. So we don't have the sort of thing that you have in the Gaza Strip, where you have an election, a popular election, and you elect these fascists. Or you don't have the sort of thing you have in Venezuela. You have a popular election, you elect these fascists. It's not about elections, per se. It's not about democracy, per se. It's about individual unalienable rights and republicanism. Does
Listen,
that help?
Yes, it does. It absolutely helps. And I agree with you 1,000%. But what do you say to those people who say, well, but the people have spoken. And the will of the people is that, you know, one person, one vote, they spoke. And then the Electoral College comes in and turns that around.
The answer is the point of government isn't democracy. The point of government is to protect individual human unalienable rights.
Yeah.
And the problem with the left is they don't care about the Declaration. They don't want to know about the men who wrote it. They don't want to know who they relied on, John Locke, Montesquieu, people like that. They rely on Karl Marx. They rely on the progressive movement. That's why they did away with the Senate. The Senate has absolutely no purpose. Let me put it to you this way. Barbara Boxer said the other day, I pointed this out on my show, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. It's an old system. What she wanted to say is old white slave guys put it in place because she's a moron. But what they want to get rid of it. Well, then why do we have a Senate? Why do we have two people from every state? Shouldn't we have elections based purely on population then? Well, that's the House of Representatives.
Right.
So we don't need a United States Senate. These fools, these leftists in the Senate saying, why do we have an Electoral College? Well, why do we have a Senate? Then get rid of the Senate. You know what we have then? A parliamentary system. The framers didn't want a parliamentary system.
Yeah.
They wanted checks and balances for exactly this reason.
Mm. Yeah, the distinction between just a flat-out democracy versus republicanism was once explained to me, and who knows, it may have been one of the founders that said this, was if you've got two wolves and a sheep who vote on what's for dinner,
exactly,
it's not going to end well for the sheep. That's why we don't have just the mob rule.
I'll give you an example. Your private property rights are not up for a vote. Your Second Amendment rights are not up for a vote.
Yeah.
Your right to live freely is not up for a vote, and yet more and more it is, because the progressive movement over the last 100 years, the statists I call them, have succeeded in eviscerating major chunks of the Constitution. And they write, they reject Woodrow Wilson, this guy Henry Corley, all kinds of them that people don't know. They reject the Declaration of Independence. They believe in a centralized, massive, ubiquitous administrative state. And they believe in conformity. This is where we get Obamacare. They don't believe in rugged individualism. You and I, we all do. So this is a battle between those who believe in the Declaration and everything that's behind it, and the Constitution, and those who do not.
Meanwhile, Mark Levin, one last question here. We only have a minute left, but another question related to the Electoral College, which I'm hearing a lot, and that is the suggestion that the electors, when they meet, actually might thwart what their states have chosen via popular vote and vote however they want. And there's nothing keeping them from doing that, is my understanding, except maybe some states might have a fine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, of course that's possible. And then what happens? then the House of Representatives, without getting into all the steps between, will choose the President of the United States, and then the Senate will choose the Vice President of the United States. The way it actually works is the governor of each state sends what's called a certificate to the archivist of the United States. It's called a certificate of ascertainment. And the governor signs off on the electors. And that goes to the archivist. He collects them. And then Congress meets in a joint session. It goes there. And if there are enough objections, again, without getting into all the weeds, it's thrown to the House and thrown to the Senate. But you have to assume, and we can assume, that Congress doesn't want absolute upheaval. They're not looking to overthrow the will of the people and so forth, nor are they looking to overthrow the Electoral College system. Because if they do that, then their own worth and value and purpose comes into question, and then we have nothing but anarchy. So it is actually a very rational, sound system. And whenever you have leftists attacking something, then realize they're attacking something that typically is very sound.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there. Mark Levin, always good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Always a pleasure. God bless.
By the way, I mentioned Meritopia. These days, Liberty Amendments actually is a book that you have to read, too.
I'm
so check
on another one. That's why I'm busy every week.
He's working on it. We're looking forward to that. All
Take care, guys.
Bye,
appreciate
Mark.
It.
Thanks, Mark. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. Earnings news, elections, and talk of rate hikes. How can we brace against the impact of these events on your financial future? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your investment goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, what a fantastic morning commute. I love it. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, and then continuing inside the Beltway. Not a tap on the brakes. We're doing great. Around the Beltway, just a little bit of volume in Silver Spring on the outer loop. Inner loop brief delays to get you toward Connecticut Avenue. 270 wide open, Frederick to the Beltway in each direction. Now, where I would advise to avoid and save some time, avoid coming inbound on the Clara Barton Parkway, trying to get up to the light at Chain Bridge. Now, problem is the heavy volume, also inbound Chain Bridge with the stop and go. I spoke to DDOT. They're not aware of a signal issue, but they're going out to check on the timing. That could be a problem because Canal Road this morning is two-way traffic, so maybe those lights aren't quite in sync. So take MacArthur Boulevard as an option. Avoid Clara Barton Parkway. No avoiding 95, 395 out of Stafford to the 14th Street Bridge without any delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel 4.
Keeping it dry, a little windy this morning. Winds will diminish. Mix of clouds and sunshine for the afternoon at 63 degrees. A dry, sunny weekend expected. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 51 degrees. It is now 7:46. For the second night in a row, people who are not happy with the outcome of the election have taken to the streets. At times it has gotten violent. At times there have been fires set. Very, very ugly protests around the country, especially in places like Portland, Oregon, for example. A lot of people just are not willing to accept the outcome and the fact that the people have spoken. There were also protests here in D.C. Many of them gathered in front of the White House. Others gathered in front of the Trump Hotel. Now let's take a listen to cut number 34.
I'm not here for TV, I'm here for my life. I'm not here for TV, I'm here for my life. I'm not here for TV, I'm here for my life. I'm not here for TV,
what are they? I'm not here for TV.
I'm not here for TV, I'm here for my life. But they're also there for TV. You know, let's be honest about it. So much of this seems to be
precious,
you know, manufactured and not organic. And look, I mean, everybody has the right to speak their mind in this country. You don't have the right to terrorize the streets and set fire to other people's property. And, you know, what I'm really not hearing out of this White House is a condemnation of that kind of activity.
Yeah. But I'll just say this. I mean, I think that there is some of this that's organic, and it's understandable if you take two things into account. The first is that the Democrats, and that's from the president on down to the nominee, on down to anybody who would go on television, spent months and months and months saying that Donald Trump is basically Hitler. And if you wake up Wednesday morning and you find out that your country has just elected Hitler as your next president, well, that's going to bother you a little bit. And it's a problem. And we spend so much time talking about the hateful, dangerous rhetoric of Donald Trump during this campaign, but nobody pointed out the fact that they were setting up a whole lot of people in this country for a devastating result by painting Donald Trump as this monster from beyond the grave. And that's where we are right now. And the media and the Democrats have much to blame there. There's another thing, though, and that's the participation trophy culture that we have created. How old are all of these protesters?
Yeah,
they're all in their 20s.
Right.
Many of them left college campuses to go protest because they have been taught all their life that they don't lose. They don't know how to lose. They have never actually lost.
You make a great
even when they lose in soccer or baseball or Little League, they still get the trophy. So now they're faced with a devastating loss in their minds.
And they don't know how to deal with it.
Don't know how to deal with it.
You're exactly right. That's a lot of what's going on here. 750 on WMAL.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner. If you want to look 10 or 15 years younger around the dinner table, pick up the phone right now. Order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Donna in Kingsville, Maryland has heard me talk about the great products from Chamonix, like Genucel and now Esotique XV. And she wrote in to say, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue. And I look at least 10 years younger than most women my age. Well, you go, Donna. That's awesome. Hey, here's the deal. This sounds too good to be true, right? Esotique XV, you start using it and you look 10 years younger. Well, here's the beauty of Chamonix products. Well, if you try it and it turns out in your case not to work and not to be true, well, you just send it back and they'll give you your money back. No questions asked. Give them a call, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, and get this. If you call now, And for the first time ever, you're going to get Genucel for bags and puffiness for free. That's free with your order of Esotique XV. That's how confident they are you're going to love it. Try Esotique XV risk-free today. Get Genucel as a gift. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, how's your buddies doing? Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning, Chuck.
And good morning. It's like when you're working that exercise cycle and you want to take a break to get a beer. Wall Street's going to take a break today, and just stocks are going to be flat after 2 days and 500 points running up to a record 18,807 on the Dow. Wall Street will observe a minute of silence later for Veterans Day, and the bond market's closed. JCPenney reporting it lost more money than expected last quarter, $67 million, because fewer customers came into its stores and it had more competition from its rivals online. Like Macy's, Kohl's, and Nordstrom, Penney does expect better business for the holidays. Now that the election's over, people can focus on shopping again. NVIDIA's profits more than doubled last quarter thanks to ongoing sales of its graphics chips and demand for new products like its Pascal chips. And Snapchat's now selling its SnapBot video glasses in vending machines, $129. The glasses can record up to 10 seconds of video at a time. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're feeling groovy this morning. It's great. 270, no delays on this federal holiday between Frederick and the Beltway. Beltway, very light volume, Maryland and Virginia. One area to avoid, though, we do have delays on the inbound stretch of the Clara Barton Parkway, trying to get up to that signal light at Chain Bridge Road. And at the Chain Bridge, might be short timing. DDOT crews are on their way to check it out. MacArthur Boulevard, if you come inbound, will save you a little bit of time. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still locked in. Another dry day today. Dry weather expected through the weekend. The wind should back off as we head through the morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine through the day. 63. Upper 30s tonight. Suburbs colder. Some spots near freezing. Sunshine tomorrow a little cooler. 53. Sunny on Sunday. Highs back to the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees at 7:56.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL.
We've got some leaks about who the cabinet members for a Trump administration might be. We'll give you the latest.
And Brett Baer will join us from the Fox News Channel at 8:35. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
Do you know what your child is learning in public school? Today's classrooms often push confusing ideologies, promote gender fluidity, and expose students to curriculum that contradicts your core values, even as early as kindergarten. Guardian Academy in Powell, Ohio is different. We're a K-12 Christian school committed to truth, academic excellence, and raising up young leaders rooted in biblical values. Here, students are encouraged to grow in faith, character, and wisdom in a safe environment where their identity in Christ is celebrated, not challenged. And now, Guardian Academy is an EdChoice scholarship provider, making private Christian education more accessible than ever. Don't wait. Visit guardianacademy.com. That's guardianacademy.com to learn more and schedule a tour. Guardian Academy, educating with purpose, raising up tomorrow's kingdom leaders.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.